Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It's the 11th of June, 2022, with my co-host, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Welcome to this very interesting times. And why am I saying it's a very interesting times? We're thinking we're just shutting this down for the rest of at least a couple of months because we don't have anything to talk about now that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are all over with. We're going to have to really get into some real law and discuss it. But remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. And because of that, we want you just to set your standards a little bit lower, but you're going to be entertained and enjoy things today. Remember, we're seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're only talking about general topics of law. Go to our website at RadioLawTalk.com, and you can either listen live if for some reason that you don't find us on a radio station locally. People always ask me that. They say, you know, what station are you in? Someone asked me, Atlanta. I don't know. Go look at the website like I do and try to figure it out. You can always go live and listen to us. So when your friends are looking for us at their local radio station, first of all, we want them to call the station and say, put us on. But they can go live at RadioLawTalk.com, and you can also see our disclaimers there. If you want to email us at info@RadioLawTalk.com. Go to our Instagram. I have the video. I'm not going to post it till next week, and I'll tell you why, but a great video of what just happened prior to us starting the show, and it is very entertaining for you. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234.
Wait, did you get an unattractive angle of my backside as I was climbing on the floor again?
All I got to say, you got to see the video of Todd. So we have all of our equipment in the one room, but we do have our plugins in our studio of our
headphone
mics and headphones down underneath the table. And to see Todd and Cal on all fours like doggies down underneath the table, these old men... It was a sight to see.
Phrasing, Fred.
Such dignity.
Yes, it was probably one of the most dignified pictures, but it's going on Instagram. So if you want to hang on, you just go to our Instagram. We're going to talk about some really cool stuff today. So now that, again, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are over, we're going to talk about what's the word that you like to use, Cal? What type of diseases?
Social diseases? Social diseases.
Yeah, social disease lawsuits. Social disease lawsuits, we're talking about that. R. Kelly, Kevin Spacey, gymnasts are filing a big lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. Britney Spears, former husband, and some legal action there. We have got to break it up a little bit. We're going to talk about something we talked about in the past in Bel Air, California. This is very interesting. We're going to discuss what's happening in Bel Air, California. For those of you who don't know Bel Air, hold on, I'm sneezing. Sorry, I just couldn't stop sneezing.
There you go.
Right. Bel Air is right next to Beverly Hills, those of you who don't know. And it is the, I would say, even more exclusive than Beverly Hills. It's the Beverly Hills poor look up at the Bel Air rich.
You know, before there was a Beverly Hills 90210 show, there was the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
So that's true. About that. There's Bel Air.
And let's not forget the Chevrolet Bel Air.
That's true.
Named after the beachy neighborhoods.
That's right.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Disney lawsuit, Netflix lawsuit, and then Christy Knows Best, the stars are involved in legal battles.
Mm.
So that's our show for the next 3 hours, enjoying what we're doing here. But the reason people come in, Cal, is, well, before we move on to this, We do a thing called Case or No Case, and this Case or No Case is usually what we do to try to entertain you. And hopefully Cal comes up with some really cool stories. So just let's start out. I know we start at the beginning. We don't have a lot of time, but let's start out with the Case or No Case, Cal.
All right. Well, sure. This has to do with a fascinating historical tale. You know me, I like historical case or no cases. This has to do with a military arms supplier, not arms supplier, but supplier, who got in trouble with the military for selling junk, and yet it became one of the most successful companies the world has ever seen. Mm. And, of course, there's always legal intrigue when one guy goes along, starts doing well, and hangers on go, how come he's getting money and I'm not? Next thing you know, they're going to court, right?
Well, that's why the lawyers make money.
Exactly right. So that's what Case or No Case is about.
We're going to talk. We're going to thank a couple of affiliates. You know, we had I haven't even told you guys this. We have two new affiliates.
Really?
KCLV 99.1 FM in New Mexico and KCLV AM 1240 Clovis, New Mexico.
Yeah, so same city, same station with an AM and an FM translator,
right,
and we welcome
right.
you. Yay.
Right, welcome. Did we do the Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati, Ohio new one that just joined?
I'm pretty sure we did. Didn't we, Denise?
I don't remember. I'll give it WCVG 1320 AM and W280 FM and 103.9 FM, Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati, Ohio. I think we did that. So we're in New Mexico now, Clovis, New Mexico. So welcome, Clovis, New Mexico. You're going to enjoy our show, right?
That's cool.
All right, do we have time to start? Just give a teaser about.
I'm just going to do. I'm going to do the whole setup for Case or No Case.
Okay,
here we go. If you don't mind.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
His name was Richard, and he supplied cheap wristwatches by mail. That's how he made his living, by special order, catalog sales, things like that, in the 1880s. But he didn't care that much about product quality. After many years of selling minimally okay products, that finally caught up with him after hundreds of complaints about failing wrist watches. Why? Because one of the plaintiffs was the United States Army. They ordered thousands of timepieces destined for World War I soldiers' wrists, except they didn't work so well. Normally, in the din of supplies and suppliers, these things are written off and, you know, checks aren't paid and contract squabbles come up later. But a military operation in Austria failed because so many soldiers' watches could not keep even good time. Congressmen were called, a battle brewed, an Army quartermaster group said they've never considered suing a vendor before for non-performance. They normally just wouldn't pay him and then didn't order anymore. But they asked their superiors, this is so egregious and so many men's lives were cost. Do we have a case? Or no case.
Okay, before we do that, let me make sure. So this is 1880s.
Well, yeah, through obviously World War One.
World War One was early 1900s.
Right.
And it's a watch company. They make watches.
Yep.
And they sell thousands to the soldiers, I mean to the government, that put it on the soldiers.
Yep.
And they're defective and they're not working. Now, my question is, Cal, how does that make a difference of a war? I mean, okay, let's say their watches are off, or a few of them. Does it matter?
They had a synchronized gathering point where they were going to do an artillery bombing, and they did that, and the bombs flew, and the soldiers were in the wrong places, and it was a disaster.
Oh, I got
just
you.
A disaster.
Was this, by the way, was this United States, right?
Yep. And World War One. Yes.
So do we have time for me to talk?
Well,
all right.
Sure. Yeah,
can I start this time?
Yeah. I'd like that if you would. Denise is looking a little perplexed.
Can we have a third part of this, which is if we can guess the name of the watch company, that we get another point?
Yep. You tell me the name of the retail company the watch company evolved into, and I will give you an additional point.
So the retail company that it evolved into.
Yeah. Changed several hands, you know, changed hands several times since this unseemly incident. It was a bargain purchase property for an entrepreneur, you could say.
Well, guess what? I get to think about it because we're about 45 seconds until the break. But so I'm going to think about who. Actually, I'm thinking more about who this person, who this company is, because I think it's a case. But when we come back, let's figure out who this watch company is. Those of you who want to call in at 855 Law Radio, call in. Don't cheat. Don't look it up on the internet. Yeah. We'll be back after this.
All right, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit, including the answer to case or no case.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
You love your dog.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Think Brad's the best.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, Cal. So I'm going to call it. I'm going to take the easy road and say it's Timex.
Okay.
Is the watch? And I'm going to say this is a case that the government went after this company, and I'm going to say the government won, and it's Timex.
Fair enough. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this rather curious case of the stopped watch?
Well, stopped watch is correct at least twice a day.
Theoretically.
Unless it's digital.
Yes.
Which wasn't the case back then. What war was it?
World War One.
Yeah. Well, look. How about this? I think that this is a real scenario. It's not a case, but the watch in question, Rolex.
Okay, good one. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I also think that it's not a case. It's a scenario, but not a case. And that's because back in the 1890s, early 1900s, there was no Austria.
Very good. Man, that was a great catch.
Hungary. It was Habsburg monarchy.
That was a great catch. Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. So I probably am wrong, but what I'm saying is no case. Was a scenario, and if there the watch would, and I agree with Fred, I think it's Timex. It can't be Rolex. Rolex is from Europe, so.
Okay, well,
Timex.
Here,
became.
Let me tell you what I know.
All right.
If I may. Richard, his last name is Sears.
Oh.
Richard Sears was one of the founders of the Sears and took on a partner named Roebuck and eventually got in touch with a good CEO. And while he sold lousy products, his products were mediocre, he masterfully developed logistics. He was a master at warehousing, storing, shipping, returning. He was a genius at that, which is what Sears was buying, what the other partners bought when they bought him out. So the sad is... story is no case.
Oh, no case.
But did it become another watch company?
What was this? What is Sears and Roebuck watch?
Sears and Roebuck. It was a Sears brand.
Sears brand watch.
Sears brand.
It's probably rare and worth a ton of money right now.
But if you could find one, you'd have it made. So now next hour, it was Shakespeare who penned the phrase. Yes, Tyler.
Are you sure it wasn't Sears and Rolex, not Roebuck?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you guys got two points, and I got none.
That's a good one. So next hour.
Next hour.
A rose by any other name would smell so sweet. That's a case for case for this hour and a tease for next hour on Radio Law Talk.
Now nice, case. No case. Appreciate that.
That's, thank you. Okay, you're back up. My fault.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a sad day for us that we can't talk about Johnny Depp or Amber Heard, but hold on. We will be able to. We're going to jump from Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
We actually can talk about one thing. Johnny Depp just got a very lucrative contract.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yes,
tell me.
Fragrance, men's fragrances.
What?
Yes.
Smelling a Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not what they're going to call
Johnny smell.
Fragrance company.
Yeah.
Just.
And they just put out a big ad with his picture and everything.
Johnny, you're a cool cat. We'll call it Johnny Cat. No, that's not the fragrance we want.
Johnny Depp got his own. Does he have his own fragrance now? I wonder what they're paying him. I wonder if he needs money. Or he was a $300 million a year he goes through. I don't know. Something
just
like
splash on a little Johnny in the morning. And
it's called Bad Johnny Smells.
Does Amber Heard like the smell of them?
I don't know. A fragrance that smells like the bed after the dogs were on it.
Yeah. I think Avon offered Amber Heard like 75 cents to have her picture on one of those, you know, a bottle kind of a thing.
Oh, did you hear about the attorney that did the cross-examination, Camille Vasquez?
Well, what about her? What's the latest?
Oh,
She made partner. Oh, no, I knew
that. There was apparently a bidding war, and like I had said last week and week before, suspected that a lot of news agencies may want to, because she's going to have her be the legal commentator with her notoriety and stuff, and folks went after. I still think that's where she ultimately ends up.
And with her sharply exhibited skill, in my opinion.
Yes.
Man, she was like a thug with a stiletto on a dark corner, wasn't she?
And she's very attractive, but yet she's very... I think she comes across well in all aspects.
She's understated as well. You know, she's very effective, but she's understated.
Right.
She doesn't, like, have to do dramatics.
Although, I got to say, she's doing the news shows, the rounds, with the lead attorney. What's his last name?
Chu. Yeah, and he's just not...
And he's kind of got this look on his face, because his cross-examination was great, it was this, and he's sitting there.
And he's the lead partner.
You know he wants to say, you know she didn't work on that by herself, right? It was a team effort. We came up with the line of questions. She was the one asking him. that wasn't just her. She's an associate. And, right. and I would have to think that that's the case. There's no way they're going to think, you got this right. We're not going to look at anything. We trust you with this, right? Okay. You know, the entire team was working on that.
Oh, but. Not just that. It's, you could know he's going into the news program. They're going to interview the two of them, and he's going, all right, I'm going to sit there, and they ask me one quick question, and the rest is her.
Yeah. And the way he knows that is before they go on set, you know, she's there, they're doing the makeup and stuff, because you're going to do anything to me, and it's not going to matter.
They don't check his mic. Everybody else was, but not.
You're not going to be on camera very
mic
much.
Mic problem, sorry. We'll have to go over to Ms. Bassett.
That was the guy that was always sitting like this, right?
He was the guy.
He's the high five guy.
Yeah, he did the fist bump when Amber Heard mentioned Kate Moss. Really, really classy thing in front of the jury. Yeah, really well done.
Well, anyway, that's we're not gonna. So she's now part. I wonder what they had to. I think you're right, Todd. They had to step up to the plate and really pay her some.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and, I mean there was because you know they didn't want. There's no way. Look at what's happened in the. Television film industry, female leads not being paid as much as male leads, and not just in that industry, across the board in all industries. There's no way this law firm is going to want to run into the buzzsaw and undo maybe all of the free marketing they got as a result of this trial. There's no way they're going to want to run into the buzzsaw of, oh yeah, and by the way, we don't pay the person that killed it on cross-examination the same as we pay or promote the same as we promote. They wanted to get in front of that.
You don't, and Denise, you don't think she's not going to pull in some big clients?
Oh yeah.
She's going to pull in big clients and they, I bet they just wrote a pet. And she probably had a lot of options. She's like, okay, What's the offer?
Yeah, you want to keep me.
Yeah,
it's going to cost you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, good for her. Good for her, an associate working their way up. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about these lawsuits that are, I'm going to call them interesting. What do you call it, Cal?
Social diseases.
Socially troubling diseases.
We'll be back.
We'll just call it STD.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be back and talk about it.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up on your local radio station here. And if not there, then on RadioLawTalk.com, 9 to noon Pacific, every Saturday. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow.
USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. As President Biden is visiting New Mexico, residents are angry over how federal officials allowed planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is still burning already has destroyed more than 430 homes. The president is set to address the matter. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Before we talk about the STD case, we're going to talk about R. Kelly really quick. So R. Kelly, those of you who don't know, is a famous singer, rapper. He's more, I don't even know if you call him rapper, but I Believe I Can Fly was his famous song. And back in the days, I'm talking like the, 90s and 2000s, he was popular, mainly 2000s. He had a way to, he was with younger women often. And the prosecution in New York City, a jury found him guilty of racketeering and other counts of sex trafficking. He actually, quote, had young gals that, stayed with them that were, I say young, they were over 18, but pretty darn young when he was older. And he basically gets convicted. Now, the weird thing is why was he convicted of racketeering and multiple other counts, including sex trafficking? The reason is they're trying to claim that he had aides who helped Kelly meet girls. These aides or assistants kept them obedient. And basically, it was like a criminal enterprise that he had to keep these young women at bay and obeying him, basically. And I remember doing this years ago. I don't know. Maybe it was a year ago or so, because this happened. And this is what I'm going to talk to Todd about. This is over a year ago It was 2021 is when this case came down, and they're just now getting around to sentencing him. Why so long before we get into what they're saying about the sentencing? Why does it take so long to sentence him?
Well, after this case happened, I believe he had another case that was pending. And I don't know what the outcome is of that case, but I think that they paused the proceedings as far as sentencing goes here to see what happens in the other case that he has. Because there's this question about, you know, if he gets 25 years or 17 years, and in the other case, if he gets more or less. The other case I don't believe was a federal case. Is that going to be, do they do the state time in federal court or in federal custody or vice versa? So they wanted to get the other case wrapped up to see where it's at. I don't know the status of the other case. I can look at that, but I think that's why they did it.
So prosecutors are asking for 25 years. His lawyers are asking for 17. They're basically filing their motions. And the court hasn't decided yet. The court will decide that. But there's interesting things that they're talking about. The first is the allegations they had a fraudulent marriage scheme. And you know, that we discussed that, where apparently he impregnated a famous R&B phenom. Her name was what? Aaliyah. And she died in that plane crash. Mm-hmm. And apparently he got married to her. And weren't they trying to list her age as 18 at the time?
They did. They actually got married, and she had a false birth certificate, listed her at 18. And the clerk that issued the license and all of that was involved in the scheme.
Right.
And I think they turned to state's evidence. Anyway.
So that's one of the things they're trying to say. Look, he did a number of things such as that. He there's other people that brought forth actions or allegations, but he's going to be sentenced June 29th. But anyway, here we go. 17 years or 25. That's kind of weird that they have his, I don't know. I'm not armchair quarterbacking, but his attorneys, you think why don't they say like 6 years or 7 years? Because the judge is usually not just going to give them exactly what they want, 17. You know, why wouldn't they ask for Todd 6 years, five years, hope to get 17?
When it comes to sentencing guidelines, first off, there are statutory guidelines, and I believe what they're asking the court is to sentence R. Kelly based upon what he's convicted of the lower portion of the amount that the statutory guidelines call for.
Got it.
So that is closer to that. With regard to his other cases, going back to that, this trial ended in late September, early October of 2021. So here we are, a little bit more than 6 months past. It takes a while for them to get together some of the sentencing memorandums and stuff. And also, there is this pending case in Chicago that's supposed to start in August of this year. And there may have been delays with court appearances for that trial, getting prepped and him having to be there and come back. Maybe his attorneys were able to make appearances for them. But
and the victims have to get victim statements if they want, right?
Yes, and I know that R. Kelly also had filed a motion and a request to have his sentencing in the federal trial delayed until after the trial in Chicago. That was denied, but it takes time to schedule and hear those motions and stuff. So things just got pushed back. But
plus the
we're really only talking about 6-7 months.
Yeah, pandemic. You know, that everything slowed down there. So anyway, we're going to follow the R. Kelly stuff. I'm not a big R. Kelly. Remember, this is the kind of the crazy one that those of you who don't know, that he was interviewed by
Gayle King.
And remember, was this the one where he had his two girlfriends next to him? Or
yeah, they later turned against him, but
right.
They were at that time backing him up.
Right, and then at the time he kind of started going crazy and stood up. And
yeah, the girls' families were really involved in this because they were trying to get him back. It was almost like a cult-like environment where they just gave up their families and weren't having much contact with their families. It was very strange.
Crazy. Yeah, but to see his action or reaction on television is interesting. So we jumped to Kevin Spacey now. We apologize for this. We were talking about it. We have a lot of cases where people are talking about and suing for sexual assault. We don't intentionally do this. It's just what's the latest thing that's coming up and what's the latest legal news we're talking about. So this case stems from an individual. This is what's crazy. Not crazy, but what's interesting is this is way back to 1986, right? Is when this guy's saying he was in Manhattan, he was 14 years old, and this is in 1986. Because what they did is the New York State, they have what's called the Child's Victim Act, which means if a child was abused in a manner that was not just physical, but like a sexual abuse, they can go back and they can go after these individuals from way back to 1986. And that's what this individual is saying. What's interesting is he testifies, and I don't want to get into depositions because and talk details, but he basically said there was not a lot going on. In other words, nothing ever really happened. There was no kissing, no undressing, no reaching under clothes. None of that happened. It was just a kind of brushing up against him, and the guy and the kid took off somehow, right?
Didn't he? I think he actually pushed him onto the bed, and then the kid took off.
Yeah, the kid took off, but nothing ever happened. And again, doesn't mean he wasn't.
But that pushing on the bed could be an assault,
right?
The question is it a sexual assault that would extend the statute of limitations under the New York law?
And Denise, that's their argument.
Yeah,
right?
and they and so there have to be a finding that Kevin Spacey acted with the intent to either sexually gratify the victim or to sexually gratify himself.
Yes. Yeah. In assault cases like these, with sexual assault, they kind of fall into two categories when it comes to whether or not the offense is objectively offensive or subjectively offensive. Essentially, it's this. There are some offenses, and we won't go into them, that
we're trying to stay G-rated.
Any third party that saw this happening between an adult and a child would say, that is wrong, that's an offense, and there's that type of assault. And then there are others types of assaults where if a third party were looking at it, they would say, well, I don't really see anything offensive there, but then if they were to somehow step into the mind of the perpetrator and realize that he's got all these sexual intent towards a child, well, okay, if I knew what he was thinking, then yes, what I just saw would be very offensive. This case falls into that latter category, so it's really going to hinge on what Spacey's intention was. Now, obviously, in a criminal case, they can't make him testify. In a civil case, he'd be called to testify, but they're going to have to try to infer his intent by the circumstances, age difference, alone in a room, the actions, as benign as they may try to portray it from Casey's camp.
The impact on the victim.
Well, the impact isn't so much going to what Spacey's intention was, but everything he did up to that point, I think somebody would look at it and go, well, what the heck else were you thinking? Of course we're going to impute that to you, but it's going to be a difficult issue.
Well, you know, Kevin Spacey is also facing charges in the United Kingdom.
Kingdom, too, yes.
Yeah, so for actions from 2005 and 2013 out of London.
We're going to be back. Sorry to talk about this, but it's the latest legal news. We'll be back.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No fun.
Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We should probably keep the mics going during the break because we had some great discussions going on about the Geico lawsuit. So let me tell you the facts. So what happens is there's two individuals, a woman and a man, in a car. And the reason we're laughing, we're talking, well, what type of car was it? And apparently this gal received some local communicable diseases from this individual man. And so she sues, saying, look, I got these diseases in this vehicle. I want millions of dollars to be paid to me for getting these diseases in this car. Now, the thing that's not quite clear to me, and as a civil lawyer and understanding and handling this stuff, Geico then ends up at the end of the day, after it goes to the appellate court, paying $5.2 million with this woman, but it's a settlement, right, with the woman that brought this lawsuit. How did this occur? That's the question. Now, we know what the appellate courts and the courts said. What happened is this case went to arbitration. It never went to a jury. It didn't go before a judge. It went to arbitration. What arbitration is two parties will pick an independent arbitrator, supposed to be independent, that's either a retired judge, a retired lawyer, or even not a retired lawyer, that one that does it on the side, where they'll review the evidence and they will bring forth a verdict. Okay? And so that's what occurred. My questions that I don't understand, or that are not clear, even in the appellate decision, maybe I didn't fully understand it, is how is it that GEICO is liable to this lady when GEICO has a direct contract and fiduciary obligation to the driver of the vehicle and the individual that owned the vehicle that the lady sued? Right? So I know that sounds complicated.
Because they have no privity of contract with the lady. So they, you know, that's the weird part.
Right.
So how did she get a judgment directly against GEICO?
Right. So what she got a judgment is, so this is what I think happened. She gets a judgment against him for the money. And then what happens is he said, okay, GEICO, pay her. Pay up, and what happens is a lot of times the defendant, the person that owes the money to the gal, has to step in the shoes with the lady, and they sue their insurance company or GEICO for what's called bad faith, say pay the money up because it went to arbitration. And how did it get to arbitration?
You know what? I thought of just a possible scenario, and that would be that because we know that GEICO did not provide counsel for their insured, and that was probably a big mistake. Or maybe they did.
I don't know that they didn't. I don't know that.
So in the appellate opinion, there was one judge who wrote a concurring/dissent type opinion, and he summarizes the entire thing very succinctly. So let's read it. He says,
put a little closer to the mic.
The facts remain the same, which is the insurer, GEICO, was apprised of the claim against its policyholder and requested to indemnify and provide a defense. The insurer, GEICO, declined coverage.
That's what I thought.
There we go.
Okay. The claimant, which is in this case would be the female.
The female that got the SUV.
And the policyholder, the male driver, owner of the vehicle, entered into a
subrogation contract.
Hold on, let me read the dang thing.
I was thinking.
They entered into an agreement to settle the claim by way of arbitration submission for damages, and to only seek collection from the insurance policy proceeds.
So stop right there. I want to explain it. So they agreed, defendant and the plaintiff, okay, instead of taking this to the courts or a trial before a jury, we're going to agree to arbitrate this. They themselves agreed to that.
Yes. And so then after they get the award, the arbitration goes through, and there's an award from arbitration. And mind you, these are all pursuant to specific code sections in the state of Missouri that cover this. The claimant, female, she filed a lawsuit against the purported insured and notified the insurer that she is now filing a claim to recover these damages and provided the insurer the requisite 30 days notice. Now, the trial court, well, when GEICO got notice and finally found out that this had been filed, they did a couple of things. First, they filed a notice to intervene,
right,
which they were allowed to do. They also filed motions to vacate the arbitration award. They filed motions claiming that they didn't have enough time to litigate the case, to investigate, to flesh out any of the facts and circumstances that they wanted. And the trial court said, first, as an intervener at this point, you can't go back and relitigate the case.
Right.
You had your shot when they tendered it to you in arbitration. So as an intervener, you're stuck with the status of the case post-arbitration the way that it is, and denied the other motions to open up and to vacate the arbitration award. Those motions were denied. GEICO appealed but did not appeal the motion denying the vacation of the award.
Oh, no.
They didn't raise that appeal. They only appealed on issues relating to their status as an intervener and whether or not they could relitigate it. And the appellate court said, well, okay, you didn't raise the issue about the arbitration award, that's not before us. None of that's before us. And as to your arguments about whether you should be able to go back and relitigate it, the appellate court essentially said, A, as an intervener, you can't do that. You're stuck with the case as it is. And to your argument that you're being denied due process, you declined to participate in the arbitration case.
Right.
You had your opportunity, Geico, and you declined it. And the beautiful thing here was one of the cases that the court cited was a case decided 2 years earlier on an almost identical issue, and it was Aguiar versus Geico. So the court's essentially saying, you ran into this 2 years ago. We told you you couldn't do it then. We ain't changing our mind now.
So I want to say that is what I had thought. But I had thought don't know still whether or not the plaintiff and the defendant in this case had agreed that the plaintiff steps in the shoes of the defendant in terms of bad faith against Geico. So if they didn't, if that wasn't part of their agreement, then the insured can go now and do a bad faith claim against Geico and collect all of his damages, which would be the legal fees and anything that he's had to pay out.
So what they do, that's perfect, Denise, you nailed it. But what they do is the following. Okay, I got a judgment against you, Mr. Driver, and handing me the STD man for $5 million in the arbitration. Now, you step in with me and let's hold hands. I'll make it simple. We hold hands and go after Geico together. And because me, I don't really have the rights. Me as the woman, the woman does not have a contractual obligation or fight against Geico. She has a fight only against him individually, right? So that's what's confusing me in Missouri. Again, I practice in California. I don't practice in Missouri. So what happens is they assign it to them. So in other words, they sue basically. What happens is the driver sues his own insurance saying, you got to cover this now that I've got this, this judgment against me. And I think that's what happened. I don't know that she can personally sue Geico. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, there's no privative contract. That's
right.
Exactly why I raised that in the beginning, because it's only the insured, that guy in that case, that could
contract.
Sue his own insurance company.
Right.
It would not be.
And that's what they said, right after the arbitration award, she, the claimant, filed suit against the purported insured, the guy, and notified the insurer of the arbitration award. The insurer's got 30 days to step in. And at that point, Geico's going to say, well, we want to step in because if this guy messes up on this claim in court against him, ultimately we could be found liable if the I's aren't dotted and T's aren't crossed. They step in only to find out that, the I's weren't dotted and T's weren't crossed, and it was you that forgot to do it, Geico, because you should have participated in the arbitration.
But what did he give her that was worth $5.5 million? That's what I want to know. That seems like a really crazy amount of money.
Crazy.
You don't want to know. It's a bad for life.
Oh, okay.
It's a for life.
But
disease.
It was a settlement, though. Anyway, we come back. We got a lot more to talk about. Boy, sorry. We're going to try to get away from all this talk about STDs, etc. We'll be back. Hour two.
Thanks, Fred. Hour number two of Radio Law Talk is coming up. Of course, it's live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations and by delay on many others. We thank our many affiliates all across the country, coast to coast, border to border, for carrying us here on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.